You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And now it is time for the events roundup. The programs which are going around in the community.
Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Lineta Drive, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, first and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday on works of Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharda's Gospel, fifth Sunday, Swami of Ramakrishna Order visit to conduct retreats and lectures. www.houstonvedanta.org or 281-584-0488.
Indian Music Society of Houston, serving Indian classical music lovers from over 25 years. Make your calendar for their next event, a Karantik vocal recital by none other than Kruti Bhatt. I think most of the Houstonians already heard Kruti Bhatt, and she's going to be performing, and it's going to be on Saturday, August 29th at 4 p.m. at Jones Hall of University of St. Thomas, located at 3901 Yoakum Boulevard in Houston. Covered parking is available at Moran Center, which is located at 3807 Grouse Track, and at West Alabama. For further information, go to the search for Indian Music Society of Houston.
Aim for Seva presents an Aim for Seva benefit program. Sundarkandam, a vibrant journey of Ras and Bhav in an outstanding dance drama. Friday, August 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Stafford Center on Cash Road. You can sponsor a child and get free VIP passes. For more information, visit www.aimforsevausa.org or call Chandraji at 281-606-5607.
Free community health fair at Sri Radhakrishna Temple on Sunday, August 22 at 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Please come fasting for blood testing. Over 40s meeting will be held at 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. after health fair for everyone who is over 40 years and above. For further information, call 281-933-8100 or visit www.srkt.org. Temple is located at 11625 Beechnut Street in Houston. Shiv Shakti Mandir, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harvin, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, Namkaran and engagement and other ceremonies called Pandit Virat Mehta, 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal, 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies.
For your Hindu wedding ceremony needs, Sri Satyanarayan Puja, Gayatri Havan, Navchandi Puja, Vastu Shanti, etc., please call Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868. Please visit the Sri Gauri Siddhivinayak Temple, the new Gauri Siddhivinayak Temple at 5645 Hillcroft, Suite 701.
Hare Krishna Dham. Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com. Gaudiya Math, Sri Govindji Gaudiya Math at 16628 Keith Harrow Boulevard, 77084, Satsang, Sundays 5 to 7 p.m., Mantra Meditation, Kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes at noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, Hanuman Chalisa and Ramcharitmanas on Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. info@sggm.org, info@sggm.org, or 281-499-3347.
Those are the announcements we have. And now we have a very special program right now. It's going to be
the children from the Sri Nataraj School of Dance. They have been practicing and have a summer camp with Kusum Sharmaji, who's the head teacher there. They've been practicing the Gayatri Mantra, Shlokas, Hanuman Chalisa, etc. And they'll be chanting the Hanuman Chalisa for us today. We have in the studio with us the 7-year-old girls, Ruhi, Anika, and Lara.
Go ahead, you can start now.
Sri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukhur Sudar Varno Raghuvar Vimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Janike Sumiro Pavan Kumar बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश तीन लोक उजागर राम दूत अतलित बल दामा अंजरी पुत्र पवन सतनामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन वरण विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ विराज और वज्राराज कांडे मूंचने हुसाजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजग बंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित सुनबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप दरि सियाई दिखावा विगत रूप दरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप दरि असुर सिंगारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाई सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की ही बहुत बधाए सुम मम प्रिय बड़ी समझाए सहस बदन तुमरो यश गावे अष्टाई श्रीपति कांत लगावे सहस ब्रह्मादि ब्रह्मादि मुनि सारद सहित अहिसा याम कुबेर दिगपाल जहांते कावे कोवेद संस कहांते तुम अब बार सुग्रीव बन कीन्हा राम मिले जवाब पर दीन्हा तुम्हारो मंत्र भीषण माना लंकेश्वर बाई सब जग जाना यक्ष हस्र जोहान पल बानु लियो ताय मधुर पल जानु प्रभु मधुर का मेली मुख माई जल लगी जहाय अचरज नाई दुर्गम काज गत गे जेते सुर्गम अनुग्रह तुमरे तेते राम दुवारे तुम रखवारे होत न आज्ञा बिन के सारे सब सुख लई तुम्हार हे शरणा तुम रक्षकता हो को डरना अपे तेज समरो आपे तीन हो लोह हन के आपे भूत बसात नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम संवारे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जब तन में हनुमत बड़बीरा संकट हनुमान चलावे हनुमान चलावे मन का वजन दान को वारे सब परंत बसी राजा तीन के काज सकल तुम साजा और मन रोज जो Lata of the Marais, Hazel Yara, Song of Sanke, Tumarakavare, Asura Nangan, Ramu Duvare, Asta Siddhi, Davin Dindike, Data, Asavida, Yajanike, Mata, Ramu Rasayan, Tumare, Pasa, Sada, Roda, Bupatike, Dasa, Tumara bhajan Ram ko vare, Jan jan ke dukra sabave, Antakala Raghuvari ki pur jaye, Jahan janak ban bat kahaye, Or dev ka chit na dari, Hanumat se sarv sukh kari, Sankat ke mite sab peera, Jo sumire Hanumat bar bira, Jai 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 Hanuman Kusai Kripa Karo Kar Dev Kinaye Jo Sun Paar Paar Kar Jote Jute Ban Kahas Ko Hoye Jo He Pale Hanuman Chalaisa Jo He Sida Saad Ke Grisa Saad 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 Kej Das Hadre Man Dera पवन संकल संकंच हरण मंगल मूर्ति रूप राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय सहस्रभूप
That is very good. Very excellent. Well done. Now you want to tell your name? What is your name?
Ruhi.
We have some goodies for you.
Okay, what is your name?
Ruhi.
Ruhi, and how old are you?
Seven.
Okay, what about you?
Lara,
and how about you?
Seven.
Wow. And?
Anika.
How old are you?
Seven.
Well, that's wonderful. The 7 years old, they were singing the Hanuman Chalisa. It was a great pleasure to listen to you guys, and we have some goodies for you. So.
Thank you.
From Nagraj School of Dance.
Correct.
Thank you for coming on the air, kids. Good job.
Good. Thank you.
गुरु कृपा के बिना आध्यात्मिक जगत में चलना मुश्किल है. तभी तो कबीर साहब कहते, कबीरा तेनर अंध हैं, गुरु को कहते और हरी रूठे गुरु ठौर है, गुरु रूठे नहीं ठौर.
गुरुदेव
गणेश गणेश रटे कोई शेष महेश गणेश रटे कोई पूजे पीर पैगंबर को कोई पूजे पीर पैगंबर को सब पंथ और ग्रंथ छुड़ा करके सब पंथ और ग्रंथ छुड़ा करके एक ईश्वर सोचित जोड़ दिया ऐसी करी गुरुदेव कृपा ऐसी करी गुरुदेव कृपा मेरे मोह का बंधन तोड़ दिया मेरे मोह का बंधन तोड़ दिया ऐसी
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org by selecting Radio tab and Listen Live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements or suggestions, call 832-704-9273.
All right, friends, today we're going to abstract from an article that appeared in the India Herald about former President APJ Abdul Kalam, who passed away after suffering a cardiac arrest during a lecture at the Indian Institute of Management, Shillong, on Monday, July 27th. He was a visionary and a dreamer. The former president of India, Bharat Ratna, and a far-sighted architect of India's space and missile programs, was an institution builder and a team builder, a visionary and a dreamer who always wanted to build a strong and self-reliant India. Kalam devised every strategy in the book to beat the embargoes and sanction regimes, including the missile technology control regime imposed on India following the Pokhran nuclear test in 1974 and in 1998. As K. Radhakrishnan, former chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, said, Kalam had a single-minded approach in leading projects, and his connection with the other scientists and the younger generation distinguished him from everybody else. His taking over the satellite launch vehicle program as the project director led to its spectacular success in 1980, and it was a turning point in India's space program. A few quick bullets about the former president. He was born in 1931 on October 15th in Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu. In 1954, he graduated in physics from the St. Joseph's College. In 1960, he gained a degree in aeronautical engineering from Madras Institute of Technology. In 1969, he transferred to ISRO from the DRDO. In 1980, India entered the Space Club by putting the Rohini satellite in near-Earth orbit with the first indigenous satellite launch vehicle, the SLV-3, developed under the stewardship of Dr. Kalam. In 1980s and 1990s, he was the chief of the Integrated Guided Missile Development Program, and he was responsible for the development and organization of Agni and Prithvi missiles. From 1992 to 1999, he worked as the chief scientific advisor to the Prime Minister and the Secretary of the DRDO. In 1998, India conducted the Pokhran 2 nuclear tests in May with Dr. Kalam as the chief project coordinator. In 1999 to 2001, he was the principal scientific advisor to the government of India, and he was the president of India from 2002 to 2007.
Arinanda Gharva Baje Badhyana Gharva Je Badhyana Gharva Baje Badhyana नंद घर बाय बदया नंद घर बाय जय बदया नंद घर बाय जय बदया नंद घर बाय कहवा कन्हैया रे कहवा कन्हैया के जन्म भयो है कहवा कन्हैया को जन्म भयो है अरे कहवा बाजे हो बधैया अरे कहवा बाजे हो बधैया नंद घरवा जे नंद घर बाजे नंद घर बाजे
तुम मथुरा कन्हैया को मथुरा कन्हैया को मथुरा कन्हैया को जन्म भयो है अरे गोकुला बाजे हो बधैया नंद घरवा जोड़ी हो सहनैया आनंद गरबा बाजे बधैया आनंद गरबा बधैया नंद गरबा
नरवीरं नरो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओ नमो
केशवम्।
காமாட்சி மதுரை மீனாட்சி கரகரப்பிரியாராகம் ஆதிதாளம் ஆட வருகிறார்கள் அஸ்வதி கீர்த்திகா ஸ்ருதி பிரியதர்ஷினி கர்வி சஞ்சனா ஸ்வேதா வள்ளிஸ்ரீ யுவஸ்ரீ ஷர்மிளா
காமாட்சி மதுரை மீனாட்சி
Namaskaram, Vanakkam Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can also listen to this program as well as refer to Temple Times News Magazine for further details. The phone number at the temple is 281-489-0358. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org as well as you can sponsor the puja as well as get all the details as to happening at the temple. This particular song was chosen today to describe Kamakshi, Meenakshi, Visalakshi, however name that you call the deity, goddess, Durga, is known in different parts of India in different... One of the most striking features is the deity adorns herself with a parrot. Today, we thought we shall give a kind of thing, why parrot and what is the relationship between the birds and adorning the deity. Birds symbolize flight, thought, lightness and the freedom to soar without boundaries. In Traitreya Samhita, it tells us that birds are of golden wings and capable of rising to higher levels of consciousness. That is, the humans are known to be known as birds of golden wings. Parrots are able to see ultraviolet light, which is invisible to humans. They are the only bird species that can use its foot to bring food to its mouth. Most parrots sleep rest on one foot, and parrots can be found in most of the warm parts of the world, including India, Southeast Asia, and West Africa. In some South America too, you could find beautiful birds, which are parrots, which are multicolored parrots. By far, the greatest number of parrot species, however, come from Australasia, South America, Central America, and the Indian ringneck parrots are energetic flight creatures that love to fly and are very playful. They need lots of toys that they are always entertained. And the big wood chewers, so a lot of wood toys are the best. Small toys they can hold in their claws and swings, and a lot of perches and good choice for the agile creatures. Parrots can also be parakeets, which is a kind of the variety that you see in most places in India. It is thought that they talk and can mimic sounds very easily. However, when they are pleased and bored, they can become a great high-pitched screamers, as most parrots are very intelligent, learns quickly, and loves to show off. They also called rose-ringed parakeets. Their average lifespan is from 15 to 25 years or more. The elegant creature makes good pet for care providers who are willing to go on handling and socializing in order to maintain their friendly personalities. Parrot astrologers are fortune tellers who use the green parakeets to pick up the tarot cards. They are interpreted tarot cards foretell a person's future. Parrot astrologers were South Indians, and the business began as a 5-foot weight trade in early, and especially now in Singapore, parrot astrologers also make house calls and set up stalls in temple grounds. Parrot astrology originally came from South Indian, particularly Tamil Nadu and Kerala. And many turned the parrot astrologers to have their fortunes told, and particularly in times of uncertainty. Though they are catered to the immigrant Indian community initially, as soon as in Singapore, popularly among the communities, and parrot astrology is increased in numbers as the demand grew even through the Chinese communities. So, we, out of sheer curiosity, when these parrot astrologers get answers to specific questions, know when a loved one would recover from illness, or when will they, you know, the marriage proposal come. These are some of the things that they believe. And also, the parrot astrologer's positions is a small table with the fortune cards too. And also, they are treated with love and care. When they have these parrots with them, they call them as God. So that is where they refer to as one of the things that it is the word of the divine. And that much for the parrot as the tool. And I shall also give you a little more about, can parrots recite the Vedas? Sure, they are. They are so intelligent that they learn what it is. And I'm going to now bring you it one more song on Devi Kamakshi. And it is Kanchi Kamakshi. And here it is.
Thank you. திருக்காட்சி நெஞ்சின் இருள் ஓட்டும் அருள் நிலவு முகம் காட்டும் நெஞ்சின் இருள் ஓட்டும் அருள் நிலவு முகம் காட்டும் எழில் கஞ்சி காமாட்சி உனை காணும் திருக்காட்சி
events in the month of August at Sri Meenakshi Temple. On 7th of August, Sri Meenakshi Temple celebrates Ayyappa Sannidhi Bhagavati Seva on Friday 7th at 7 p.m. And this is a puja for Goddess Bhagavati at the Ayyappa Sannidhi. For further details, you can call Sashidharan Pillai. There will be Deepa Puja with Lalita Sahasranama Archana. And Lalita Trishati Archana with Saundarya Lahari with Deepa Radhana happening, as well as you can contact M.K. Sriram or Narayan Chokalingam at Sri Meenakshi Temple at 281-489-0358. And Ashtalakshmi Puja is also happening with Adi Sukravara Deepa Puja at 7 p.m. on August 14th. You can bring your lamp, flowers, prasadam and puja material will be provided by the temple, and for details for sponsorship is $21. For more information, you can call Nachal Sethuraman, Sriram, Shashi Pillai or Narayan, the puja committee, who will be giving you details. Thiru Adi Puram invites you to celebrate Adi Puram, which is the birth of Goddess Andal or Kodai, on 16th of August at 6 p.m. Special Abhishekam for Goddess Meenakshi and Sri Andal. The why I chose even to talk about the parrot or these two deities are very well known to hold parrot on their hands, and the symbolism of which we are talking today. If you have any ideas or you would like to join and give me some views about what you think on it, you can call me right now, 281-389. Sorry, 6987. 281-389-6987. Special Abhishekam for Sri Andal and Sri Meenakshi. 6 p.m. Abhishekam, 7 p.m. is procession of the Utsava Murtis, 7:45 p.m. is the Unjal Seva, and 8:30 p.m. is Deeparadhana and Prashadam. Abhishekam sponsorship is $21 and Unjal Seva is $31. Once again, you can go online at www.emeenakshi.org and you can sponsor the puja. And as we talk about Andal, Andal composed this beautiful song called Varanamayiram. She dreamt that she wanted to marry none other than God, Lord Vishnu. Right from her birth, she was so kind of praying to Lord Vishnu all the time. She would playfully call all her friends in the month of Margashirsha. She would call all her friends and go to the temple of Vadabhadrashayi and pray to him, saying, I would like to get a good husband just like you. If not, I want to marry you. That is what she said unconditionally. And you know, this is also one of the favorite of Padmakant Tambhati, who used to talk about Margashirsha month and especially about Andal and Tirupave. Was very close to his heart. I remember him while I bring this song to you, Varanamayiram. Here it is.
சுந்தரி தரிசனம் தந்த பாசமங்கு சம்பரும்புவில் மலர்கணை தாங்கிய கோலம் தயையின் வடிவம் ராஜராஜேஸ்வரி உமா மகேஸ்வரி காஞ்சியில் தங்கி தாங்கிய கோலம் தயையின் வடிவம்
வைத்து புறம் எங்கும் தோரணம் நாட்டகனா கண்டேன் தோழினான் நாளை வருவை மனம் என்று நாடித்து பாழை கமங்கு பரிசுடை பந்தற்கே கோளறி மாதவன் கோவிந்தனே
song Varanamayiram, which is the dream of Aandaal. I hope all of us dream that we also get close to God. She, as a young girl, wanted to be married to him. We also want to be one with him always. And with that note, I'm going to leave you all. But before I leave, I just wanted to tell you, can parrots recite the Vedas? As says the Sangam Tamil poets and Adi Shankara. The very interesting story of Adi Shankara's life in the argument with the scholars, he had surprised by two things that he replied in Sanskrit verses, and that is the ability of a parrot to speak. You also know about Shukha, who also was the sage who pronounced both the Bhagavatam, is also in the form of parrot. And as we come to the conclusion of today's program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple, I kind of leave with the notes that how animal dreams and human kindness towards animals is iterated in every aspect of Hindu life. Once again, Tamil and Sanskrit strengthens the point that age that where every bird, animal and creature is respected and also part of every deity has their own vahana or their favorite thing. And that is why we see parrots are adorned by most of the deities, women deities that you see in the temples. And thank you for joining us. And Rakesh Bhai is getting ready the music that is coming from now on. So thank you, listeners. I will be back in a couple of weeks. I'm going to Bharat, and then it'll be Sujata Murli who will be doing this program. And with the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi, Sundareshwara, Lakshmi and Venkateshwara, I wish you all a very happy and a safe week.
Oh.